Here is today's commentary on 2025 Hajj collaboration between Indonesia and Saudi Arabia for the bus service. I'm Dalat Pani. The agreement between the Indonesian government and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia for the 2025 pilgrimage season is an important milestone in preparing for this year's Hajj. The signing, done by Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar and Saudi Arabian Minister of Hajj and Umrah Taufik Al-Rabia last Saturday, shows both countries' commitment to provide the best Hajj services for Indonesian pilgrims. This year, Indonesia has a Hajj quota of 221,000 people and 2,210 Hajj officers. This is actually a decrease from the 2024 quota, where Indonesia had 241,000 pilgrims and more than 4,000 officers. However, the government is still working to increase the number of officers by 2% of the total pilgrims to ensure better services. This step is important considering the large number of pilgrims need supervision and support during their pilgrimage. But beyond the numbers, this memorandum of understanding emphasizes the importance of being aware of the rules and ethics while in the Holy Land. Pilgrims are reminded to maintain order, respect the sanctity of worship places, and follow the rules, including those related to public activities and the use of electronic devices. This is part of the effort to make sure the implementation of Hajj is not only smooth, but also conducted with full devotion and its sanctity preserved. The cooperation between Indonesia and Saudi Arabia in organizing the Hajj has been going for decades. Hopefully, efforts by the Ministry of Religious Affairs and other related parties will help increase Indonesia's Hajj quota and the number of officers in the coming years, considering the long waiting list of people who want to perform Hajj. With thorough preparation from the organizers, officers, and pilgrims, the 2025 Hajj can be a safe, comfortable, and blessed journey for all Indonesian pilgrims. That's commentary.